Narrated, Abu Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him, while I was walking with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the Hara of Al-Madinah, Uhud came in sight. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Abu Dhar, I said, Labbaik, O Allah's Messenger. He said, I would not like to have gold equal to this mountain of Uhud, unless nothing of it, not even a single dinar of it, remains with me for more than 3 days, except something which I will keep for repaying debts. I would have spent all of it, distributed it amongst Allah's slaves like this, and like this, and like this. The Prophet, peace be upon him, pointed out with his hand towards his right, his left, and his back while illustrating it. He proceeded with his walk and said, The rich are in fact the poor, that is, little rewarded, on the day of resurrection, except those who spend their wealth like this and like this and like this, to the right, left, and back. But such people are few in number. Then he said to me, Stay at your place and do not leave it till I come back. Then he proceeded in the darkness of the night till he went out of sight. And then I heard a loud voice, and was afraid that something might have happened to the Prophet, peace be upon him. I intended to go to him, but I remembered what he had said to me, that is, don't leave your place till I come back to you. So I remained at my place till he came back to me. I said, O Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, I heard a voice, and I was afraid. So I mentioned the whole story to him. He said, Did you hear it? I replied, Yes. He said, It was Gabriel who came to me and said, Whoever died without joining others in worship with Allah will enter paradise. I asked Jibril, Even if he had committed theft or committed illegal sexual intercourse? Gabriel said, Yes, even if he had committed theft or committed illegal sexual intercourse.